Let's take the next step and talk about some of the agents that are available right now and sort of how they work, particularly the newer ones, and where they fit into this model.
Right. So the paradigm with kidney cancer is evolving. In December of 2005, sorafenib was approved for metastatic renal cancer. In January of 2006, sunitinib was approved in advanced renal cell cancer. And ASCO 2007 will have further discussions about drugs like bevacizumab in randomized controlled trials, and the prior plenary session at ASCO 2006 of temsirolimus, another agent that is also soon to become available, hopefully in the first or second quarter of 2007. So let me see if I can paint the picture for why these agents have resulted in such spectacular benefit. Let's go back to our genetic abnormality. So kidney cancer, clear cell, most often has a genetic abnormality associated with the VHL gene that activates HIF, which then activates the VEGF and angiogenesis pathways. One could imagine that if you had agents that could inhibit HIF or agents that inhibit the angiogenesis pathway alone or in combination, we would have drugs that may be effective in kidney cancer. 2007 and even through 2008, we now have at least four drugs that have met that paradigm. What are those drugs? We have VEGF receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitors, which inhibit the activation of the VEGF through the receptor and can be inhibited by either sorafenib or sunitinib. We have bevacizumab, which is a VEGF ligand antibody, which can inhibit before activation of the receptor. And we have temsirolimus, which through its mechanisms of action inhibit HIF, which then in turn inhibits angiogenesis. So let me go through each of these specifically and help you understand where that fits into the treatment paradigm in 2007 for metastatic kidney cancer.
Could you just clarify, though, sort of biochemically or molecularly, how HIF interacts with VEGF, or does it?
The mechanism by which HIF and angiogenesis interact are that if you inhibit HIF, HIF thereby inhibits angiogenesis. So angiogenesis is a downstream effect of the effects of HIF. So HIF activation activates angiogenesis. Angiogenesis activates the receptor, all in a sequence of steps.
But does this involve VEGF?
So HIF inhibition results in a downregulation of VEGF and other pro-angiogenic factors.
And how is that accomplished? In what way does it inhibit it?
So let's talk about these drugs individually, because I think it'll be easier for the listener to understand how that fits in.